welcome to the first ever FamodiCast. I'm your host and happy to announce newly elected Female Family Member of the Year, Zach. Immediate family members who were present for the speeches and voting on Friday got a little sneak peek that I announced if I was elected, I would be moving the newsletter from its published text form to podcast form. And I first and foremost want to thank all of them for their support. For extended and honorary family members joining us now, I hope that you'll like this change. I know the newsletter I published during my last term was pretty widely distributed. This podcast should eventually be available on all major podcasting platforms, so it'll be easier than ever for you to follow along. I'll be back in just a minute with all of the news you've come to expect from your Female Family Member of the Year, right after this brief commercial break.
I use this fork and knife. I can just leave them in the sink, right?
No, you should put your trash.
How many layers of miscellaneous things need to accumulate on my bedroom floor before I pick them up?
No, you need to put that trash.
After I finish hanging out with my friends, is it okay to leave out the games we played?
No, put that trash. Hi fam, it's me, your dad and or husband, and current FMODI, Zach, speaking on behalf of Put Yo Trash. Well, the concept of putting your trash has been with our family since before half of us were born. It has yet to reach 100% acceptance. Putting your trash is much more than just literally putting garbage in a garbage can. It also includes all those other things that may fall under the emotional umbrella of...
Can someone else do it?
Fam, with all four of us reunited under one roof, it's more important than ever that we all put our literal and figurative trash. So let's all make sure that we not only put our rubbish in the bin, but with that, we also wash our own dishes, pick up our own messes, and send in our grocery requests on time. Let's put your trash all the way to a better family future. Welcome back, fam. It's been a busy last week, and that pace is going to keep up right on through the next week as well. So let's dive right into it.
And now it's time for Ellie's News!
Family member Ellie is finished with high school. After 13 years of classes, she'll officially become a graduate on Wednesday when she walks across that stage. While tickets are severely limited, I'll add the link to the live stream in the show notes, assuming I can figure out how to do that. I honestly don't even know what show notes are, but a lot of podcasts I listen to say that they'll link things in the notes, so I assume that it's somehow possible. This last week was also a huge one for Ellie. On Wednesday, she was awarded the Congress Park Alumni Scholarship for her accomplishments and the lessons that she carried on to middle school and high school. She finished up all of her classes, she got to spend some time with friends, and she is in the very final round of the Senior Assassin game. We're all pulling for her to win this big baking contest that's coming up in the next day or two. Huge congratulations, Ellie. Way to go. We're all so proud of you.
Welcome to Zoe's News.
Family member Zoe is home for summer after finishing another successful semester in Maryland. Her arrival has reunited our complete family for the first time in 2 months, and she spent her time at home relaxing, hanging out with friends, unpacking her suitcases, which we're all hoping she'll be able to finish in time to repack them before she goes back to school in August. She also asked us to celebrate an early Father's Day by gifting me tickets to a Twins game that we'll be attending this week. Even though it's been 35 years since they've been to the World Series, I still love cheering for them as a connection to that area, and I'm happy that Zoe has embraced them as her team as well. So I'm really looking forward to doing that with her this week. Win Twins! Zoe also gave Mom a belated Mother's Day present, some colorful pieces of paper, with a promise that maybe there's more on the way. We're all so happy to have her home, to get to spend this summer with her, so welcome home, Zoe.
Up next, Molly's News, which will surely be thrilling.
Family member Molly wrapped up union negotiations with both of the districts that she's been working in. With those negotiations, she's been an endless stream of meetings, late nights, out till 1 a.m. a couple of nights in the past week, as she sat on both sides of that negotiating table. One for the union and then a separate district on the side of the school board and the taxpayers. So we're really proud of her work on behalf of both of those groups and both of those districts. Congratulations on wrapping up those negotiations, Molly. She's also been busy beautifying our home inside and out. We're getting ready for two big parties coming up, Ellie's graduation party and a painting party. She surrounded the house with flowers, repainted the scuff spots, and a whole lot more to get everything organized and ready for those events. So thank you for all your hard work, family member Molly. It's also been a busy spring for me. I have been working hard on my campaign for Female Family Member of the Year. Again, I want to thank everybody for their votes. It means a lot to get your support, to be able to represent all of you for this next year. I really hope to make it even bigger and better than ever before, and I pledge that this is going to be the best year for the Knott family ever. This week in extended family news, there's a couple of stories that have come to my attention. You may have heard about the GKN Aerospace tank that is threatening to explode or leak. There's been a huge environmental response out in California. The neighborhood around the aerospace contractor has been completely evacuated. I think the last number I saw was 40,000 people. And we're all really hoping for the best for everyone out there. Now, you're probably wondering, what's the connection to the Knott family? Do they have a stake in GKN Aerospace? And the answer is no, we don't. But the Berry Farm branch of the Knott family is located just a few miles away from GKN Aerospace. So we're all really thinking about them and hoping that the crop comes through this year. Those boysenberries are just delicious. I don't know what we would do without them. And I hope that everything works out for the best for, again, the Berry Farm branch of the family. Our second update this year comes from the Maryland branch of the Knott family. Specifically, the Bubby Knott Foundation has announced several of its awards in the past week or so. I'm happy to be able to share with you that the Carolyn Parker Foundation was named the Nonprofit of the Year for supporting youth through education, STEM initiatives, mentorship, leadership development, and the arts. They also announced Philanthropist of the Year was Patrice Campbell of Building Bridges. So thank you for all the great work you're doing, the Bubby Knott Foundation. Way to just kind of bring that positive energy, positive vibe to the extended family.
Hey, can I get a large soft serve cone and a medium black decaf? That's for here.
Back by popular demand is the menu portion of the, I guess, podcast now. Today, Sunday, is a graduation party. We'll be celebrating Avery's graduation and then attending a probably pretty crappy dinner at a friend's house. Monday night, we will be having Grandma and Grandpa over for some smoked meats. There'll be smoked pork chops, smoked chicken, smoked salmon, along with some homemade coleslaw, some corn on the cob, and some baked beans. Tuesday, Zoe and I will be attending that Twins game. It happens to be a $5 night, so I'm looking forward to some $5 beers and Polish sausages. Family members Molly and Ellie will be on their own to figure out that night. Wednesday night, we'll be at Kenny's Irish Pub following Ellie's commencement ceremony. I imagine chicken tenders will be a popular item there. And then Thursday night, by request of Zoe, will be chicken taco night. Remember, family, it's never too early to submit a request for next week. If there's a meal that you'd like to eat, you can snap it to me right now on the Knoll. You don't need to wait till Thursday. You definitely don't need to wait till Saturday morning. Get those requests in. Have been touched this week. A reading from the Gospel as we celebrate family member Ellie's graduation. College costs money, a lot. Yet education in itself is not of much value. For example, we we can look to the general public's almost complete disregard for anything that educated people have to say about global warming, shrinking oil reserves, pollution, or the threat of nuclear annihilation. While family member Zoe has followed the path of so many others trying to make the world a better place in the long term, we offer our thanks to His Holiness for having guided Ellie toward a career in helping people enjoy the moment they're living in. May the events that she manages bring joy to the masses. As a famous queen never said, let them eat cake. May you all be blessed by His noodly appendage as you take your next steps, and may your future success flow as freely as the beer volcano. Ramen. Family, thank you for listening. This is just the first of many FMODcasts that'll be coming along this year. I've got big plans for what's coming up. If you ever have any feedback for the program or would like to make a contribution, you can hit me up on the NAL. Thank you all again for your votes. I am not going to let you down this year.
I use this fork and knife. I can just leave them in the sink, right?
No, you should put your trash.
How many layers of miscellaneous things need to accumulate on my bedroom floor before I pick them up?
No, you need to put that trash.
After I finish hanging out with my friends, is it okay to leave out the games we played?
No, put that trash. Hi fam, it's me, your dad and or husband, and current FMODi, Zach, speaking on behalf of Put Yo Trash. Well, the concept of putting your trash has been with our family since before half of us were born. It has yet to reach 100% acceptance. Putting your trash is much more than just literally putting garbage in a garbage can. It also includes all those other things that may fall under the emotional umbrella of...
Can't someone else do it?
Fam, with all four of us reunited under one roof, it's more important than ever that we all put our literal and figurative trash. So let's all make sure that we not only put our rubbish in the bin, but with that we also wash our own dishes, pick up our own messes, and send in our grocery requests on time. Let's put your trash all the way to a better family future.